Information sharing is supposed to break down stovepipes in your agency, but bad people like hackers are making it riskier. Ed Hammersley is Chief Operating Officer of Raytheon Trusted Computer Systems, and he's an expert in information sharing here to talk about some developments in information sharing. Ed, it's nice to talk to you again. I appreciate you being on this afternoon.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, too.
What are some of the challenges that people are running into in information sharing? There was a school of thought that information sharing, especially after WikiLeaks, would get harder. Is that panning out? Are people at agencies having a harder time getting what they need from other agencies or other parts of the same agency?
Well, you know, it's a great question. The real issue following an episode like a WikiLeaks isn't the quantity of information being shared, but how it's being shared. There was a, as you reported, there was a feeling after WikiLeaks, oh, we're sharing too much, we need to cut back. And it's not, again, it's not the quantity, it's how it's being done. Most of the time, information sharing is done manually, meaning it's phone calls or copies to DVDs and things like that, which is risky. The cross-domain community has for years been advocating automated and computer-based auditable methods of sharing information, which, if used properly and installed properly, which they usually are, prohibit the kind of leaks that we saw with WikiLeaks and others.
One of the things, too, that came out of that that I think both cybersecurity people and information sharing people thought about a lot more than they had in the past was the internal threat, the fact that somebody on the inside that you think is a good guy isn't. Talk about the people element of it and trying to make sure that the right people have the right access to the right stuff.
Well, you know, we have an extensive, clearance process to make sure that we, you know, trust the people who have access. But people change, and that's where the rub comes in. One of the things that Raytheon's been a pioneer in, to our own horn a little bit, is some of this insider threat. By monitoring behaviors of people on computers in terms of just the kinds of things they do that would indicate that they might be trying to obtain information they shouldn't or obtain large volumes of information that they shouldn't be. And so there are technologies deployed today in the DoD and Intel community that could have prevented an episode like WikiLeaks. But unfortunately, the problem isn't that the technologies aren't there. The problem is implementing on a wide-scale basis. In other words, you know, you may have two or three departments that have this technology, but then you have another 100 departments that don't.
So. Mm-hmm. This challenge is not going to get any easier anytime soon, I don't think. Where do you see the progression of this going? What's the arc of this over the next maybe 6 to 24 months, do you think?
Well, I'm a big advocate for implementing state of the practice rather than pursuing state of the art. And by that I mean rather than looking to the forward-looking research facilities, which are doing great work, there's already technologies that can solve these problems, but they're implemented in small little pockets and pilots and, small departments rather than broadly throughout the DoD and the Intel community. And so, rather than looking for the silver bullet, it's time we look for the bullet that works and just use it more often.
Well, and that seems to be a theme that runs through a lot of these challenges is that agencies find themselves, I think, getting caught up in trying to find the perfect solution to every problem that might crop up and focusing maybe less than they should or even sometimes want to on finding a solution to what is in front of them right now and what may be in front of them short term. Is that fair, do you think?
I think it is. I think the problem isn't necessarily that we don't have the technology, or at least we don't have pieces of it. The problem is the approach. We tend to take a very linear approach to this. You know, we're going to find the bad guy and figure it out. And there's many other things that ought to be done in the cyber realm to make ourselves more safe in this digital world that we're just not addressing.
One of the things that is affecting this, too, I think, is mobile computing and the fact that somebody may be trying to access information, secured information, in an unsecure environment. It's possible that, who knows where somebody could be trying to access information at this point in time. It could be at the coffee shop around the corner, or it could be at their house if they're teleworking, all different kinds of things, even if they're going through the VPN. What kind of impact do you see that having in the future as far as what you're talking about a state of the practice solution when that becomes so much more common in what agencies are doing?
Well, it's incumbent upon people like us and our colleagues to stay as much as we can up to and ahead of the curve of all these devices. You're exactly right. Between the pads and mobile devices and everything else, all kinds of ways to access. So, providing endpoint solutions, i.e., handheld devices and others that can be secured, or at least can be secured to a much greater degree than the options today, is an important thing.
Ed, I appreciate you being on this afternoon to talk about how this might look in the future, and make sure you keep us updated, because none of these challenges are going to go away anytime soon.
I agree with that.
Ed Hammersley is the Chief Operating Officer at Raytheon Trusted Computer Solutions. You can find my conversation with Ed posted at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth anytime you want.